It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's dirty. It's hairy. And it smells delicious.
That's this show.
That is.
That's what we always call it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. I've been floating around the internet, which I normally don't do during the show.
I know.
I really don't. I'm not hip that way. I was looking at the Maxim.com website because we're going to have Jordan Burchette. He is the executive editor of Maxim.com. And what a lovely little website it is.
It's a tough gig, ain't it?
It truly is. I just picture this guy sitting on a leather couch surrounded by pieces of ass. I'll ask him if he is. But we're back on the show. I want to talk about a bunch of stuff and then get to Rob's game here and our first buzz of the afternoon. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, for you sports fans out there, for you baseball fans in particular, finally we had a home run derby that was not garbage,
Pretty impressive.
Was worth it, because this kid, Josh Hamilton, was absolutely amazing. I have never seen, nobody's seen in the home run derby anybody do it. He set the record last night. Mm-hmm. I believe 28 home runs in the first round. It was so much fun. And I'm half watching it with Carla.
Right, and it's sort of building.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, you're paying attention, and it's like, oh, and then you hear, all of a sudden the crowd gets a little louder. Yeah. And you're seeing like 10. Then you're seeing 11, and you start paying attention to this.
Sure.
Then it's 13.
Now.
Suddenly the crowd's going out of their minds.
Of course.
And this guy, and he's not just hitting home runs. He's hitting 502 feet home runs.
He's launching them.
It was 502-foot home runs.
May I play you a little bit of it?
Because yeah, please do. I'd love to hear it.
This is great. On the 18th homer.
I'm still burping up my jalapenos.
Just listen to the crowd after he hits it. It's great. Even
before you play that, let me just get this out of the way, please. Robert the Angry Mailman's on the line, said he had salmonella. Of course he did. But ladies and gentlemen, please.
He caused it.
Please welcome the sickliest man on the planet.
No.
I give you Robert the Angry Mailman. Hopefully his phone sounds good today. Hello, Robert.
How do I sound today?
You sound a little bit better.
Well, I'm in the Brazilian embassy trying to get my visa for my trip. Mm-hmm. But I had salmonella going the other way, remember? Put me in the hospital for a week.
Oh, that's right. You called and you were all doped up on medicine.
When? I don't remember this. When was this?
This was back during the old show. I had it go in through, you know.
You had to go to the hospital?
It almost killed me. It affected my kidneys.
Wow. I didn't know that. And this was because of salmonella?
Yes, it was.
What did you get it from? What did you contract it from?
Well, I don't know. I think from not washing my hands or having sex with a halibut. I don't know.
So
one or the other.
It's your sexual pride. How's your flesh-eating virus on the back of your head doing?
It's doing great.
Good.
It's doing great.
And
hold on, I'm playing now.
Did you say you're at the Brazilian embassy?
Yeah, getting a wax.
Yes. I'm getting my visa for, you know, I'm going to Rio.
Going to Rio.
Okay.
That's so cool.
When do you go down to Rio?
End of August.
All right, I'm definitely, Robert, when you're down there, I really do want to see if we can get, like, regular reports from you down there, because that's kind of a cool destination.
Yeah, and make sure you bring this cell phone.
Absolutely.
Well, this is a world phone, so it should work down there. I'm sorry about the phone.
They are
a sponsor of yours. I don't know why it doesn't work.
All right, well, Robert, good luck with your visa, and I'm sorry you got salmonella, and thank you for giving us an update.
Be very careful, brother.
I will. Yeah. I swear to God, I am not feeling well.
When you're
feeling queasy.
In your head.
When your urine turns crimson, it's time to go to the clinic.
When what turns crimson?
Your urine.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? I like when Robert calls from an embassy because he's low-key, Robert.
Okay, I got to be quiet, but I'm going to tell you guys something.
Yes, what's that, Robert?
If the embassy is anything, if Rio is anything like the embassy, well, I'm going to have a good time.
Do they have pieces? Are there pieces of ass all over the embassy?
Oh, my God.
Take me with you.
See, Brazilian women are just amazingly hot.
Yes,
oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I'm going to Panama, too. I'm going through, to get to Rio, I got to go through Panama. So I'm going to be in Panama for like 10 hours.
So you're going
to
enter through the canal.
Oh, my God.
You can't spell canal.
All right, Robert, good luck with your visa. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother.
All right, see you later. That's Robert the Angry Mailman.
Any chance they're going to grant him a visa?
Yes.
You know, is he there in a red onesie?
Just out of curiosity, will this be within less than a year? His third trip?
Yeah, remember, he works like 15 jobs, though.
He works 15 jobs. Yeah. The guy is, it's New Zealand,
right.
It's Thailand,
and
now he's going to Brazil. He's
Brilliant.
Like, he'll be our Peter Greenberg.
He sent me an email Telling me that he was going to Rio. And the other thing is that he got in a big dust-up in his family about religion.
And I love it when you talk Wild Wild West, Rob.
And he might
dust-up.
He might want to send Tom Gavin to his reunion. I don't know. He speaks in riddles.
All right, let's...
Donnybrook.
We're going to get some tape on from the Home Run Derby.
This is after number 18.
Mike from Napa, let's listen to this tape, and then we'll talk to you about the Home Run Derby, okay?
Okay.
Well, in the house that Ruth built, in the place where Lou Gehrig hit him, in the place where Mickey Mantle hit tape measure shots almost off the light stanchion and dropped the old facade, in a place where Reggie Jackson killed him, and you could go on and on and on, in a place that was built to watch home runs, Josh Hamilton of the Texas Rangers has 50,000 plus New Yorkers chanting his name.
We're going to go.
Wow. Absolutely. This went from being, this is the same event that last year I said was the most.
You were hating it.
It was broadcasting gone amok because they had six guys
I remember they
doing
had
the analysis.
In a robot, they had
a guy, Kenny Mayne.
Of course.
You know, the less I see Kenny Mayne on television, the better. But they have too much coverage. They somehow dialed it down. They had the same number of guys.
They were listening.
Three out in the right field, and then the three guys, Chris Berman and Joe Morgan and that white-haired guy, whatever his name is.
Whitey.
And
Santa Claus.
Whitey was there. But they dialed it down, and because of that, all of a sudden they got a real story, and I have to tip my hat to Chris Berman, who, you heard the call of it.
Yeah.
He added drama to it. Now, it's a completely created media event,
sure,
but
it's
you're
fun.
Still watching guys do something very difficult.
Impressive.
Hit a baseball out of Yankee Stadium. Very hard to do. Yep. And, man, it was so exciting. I went from not caring.
Seconds. Okay, here's the last home run. It's still great
audio. Let's hear it.
Well, to the deepest part of the park.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious, 28 homers!
28 homers. And then,
wow. Pretty great.
And the best part of it, they got this old 71-year-old guy who is throwing pitches to Josh Hamilton. He was apparently his coach way back when he was coming up. This guy's got one of these amazing stories where he was literally a heroin addict.
Wow.
And went through all this this terrible strife in his life, out of baseball for years, came back. It was really an amazing story. Mike, you get a chance to watch that Home Run Derby last night?
Yes, I did. I thought it was very exciting. I really enjoyed it. My only complaint about the guy was the constant reminder of his Lord and Savior. I hate that too. I wish they could separate that because, good for him. He got off heroin and everything, but good Lord.
Yeah.
My
well, you're not alone. I know a lot of people get frustrated when they see that, so many athletes do it. I've always thought it's kind of arrogant to think that, that God has time in his busy schedule to be focusing on you as an individual. I always kind of think that. But you know what? Even with that, it was amazing to see when you hear about the guy's life, Mike, whatever he's doing to get off of the drugs and get back into baseball. But I read,
very true.
Could you pick this guy out of a lineup before you saw that home run derby last night
with his record?
I've never even heard of the guy myself,
and I see this, and he comes on, and I'm looking at him, and then I read the stats that he's got at the All-Star break this morning. The guy's a prodigy, and I'm going to be following him for the rest of the year. It was an amazing performance. It really was.
I wonder if you ever played for the Wichita Wingnuts.
Ah, the Wingnuts. Do we have an update on the Wingnuts? Do we have a score from the Wingnuts?
They did not play last night. They played today.
Oh, the Wingnuts. Yeah. Good.
It's a day game.
Tabs on the Wingnuts. All right, so the Home Run Derby was incredible. Congratulations to Josh Hamilton and the 71-year-old guy who threw – I don't know how many pitches, but it was well over, I think, 70 pitches that he threw to the kid. And I thought his arm was going to fall off. They asked him after, how you doing?
I was feeling a little stiff out there when I was throwing it to Josh. But I'm here because of Josh. Josh is the guy that I'm here for. I want to say, hand me my beans, Josh.
And I realized, as I look at the age of 49, you begin to contemplate. You don't see it directly down the tunnel, but you see the glimpse of a light around the corner that will be 70 someday, and you realize, do we all sound like that when we turn 70?
Yes,
we
do. It's a law.
Is it all good?
Larry King doesn't sound like that. He still sounds like this.
He sounded 70 when he was 30.
I'm very surprised if you're going to wake up one morning and Larry King's going to go,
We go to Sacramento, California. Hello.
But this guy was just,
well, Josh was the one that brought me along.
And I said, does everybody sound like, he's only 71.
Is he, 71 is the new 80?
71 no. is the new 50.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what right. I heard.
So that's when right. you're 50, is that all right. like that?
Before we get to, let me see, I want to make sure we're doing okay on time. Rob, before we get to our first buzz, you have some sort of idea that you
yes.
want to pitch the
Water
listening
cooler
audience.
Roulette.
Okay.
And what we have in the studio is a big mm-hmm. office-sized water cooler with the 5-gallon bottle of water on top.
This right. was the focus of the pregame today. This is a lot of people running around going mental trying to get this thing together.
I, for one, think it's brilliant.
Now, what we've
you
done...
You think this is a brilliant concept?
I do.
Okay. Look, I'm reserving judgment.
We've mic'd the water bottle.
Mm-hmm. How is this game supposed to work?
You have an opponent. Will you be my opponent?
Of course.
Thank you.
I'd love to.
We each have a shot glass. And we take
that
turns.
Sounds good so far.
No, but there's no alcohol. We
oh,
take
there's
turns
no vodka in here?
Filling the shot glass with water from the water bottle, right. taking turns. Uh-huh. And if your turn causes the water bottle to belch or make the bloop bloop sound when bloop. the big bubble comes up.
Does it make a sound? Do we test it to see if it makes any kind of sound
sure.
at all?
You've never heard it?
Well, I've heard it. I don't remember exactly. I don't go to the water cooler.
Why not? Where do you,
it's chock-a-block full of salmonella.
Where do you talk about the daily events?
I'm going to try. Have you noticed? I'm going to try to say chock-a-block.
I like it.
At least once on every show.
Let's start. I'm going to now turn on the microphones.
All right.
For the water bottle. Whoops.
All right.
Okay.
It's seated in the studio, by the way.
Do I walk over or slide my chair over
there?
Slide
your chair
over. As if it were a guest.
Now, is this something, if it works, we can have listeners come in and play?
Sure. We'd need more.
What is the name of the game?
Water bottle roulette. Water cooler roulette.
Water cooler roulette. All right. Roulette. So I'll keep my headphones on.
Oh, you should, so you can hear the blue.
All right. Now, the way is you take a drink or you take a shot of water.
You don't necessarily have to drink.
I don't want to drink. I don't know where this water cooler has been.
Pour it on the floor.
This is fine. Now, hold on. I'm going to take the windscreens off.
Yeah,
so
it's
get
a good idea.
Looping sound here.
I'm going to
suggest that.
Okay, that'd be good. You want to go first?
You're going to press it right up against the...
How many times have I heard that?
Do I use the blue knob or the red knob?
Do you want hot or cold?
I want cold.
Then use blue.
All right, so it's my chance.
That's right.
I am now going to pour my shot glass full of water.
Right, just
an
ounce and
a half. You have to come up with a better name for the sound.
Okay.
The glug?
The sound of death.
The sound of death.
We don't want the sound of death.
All right, if you hear... So does the person who gets the glug win?
No, it loses.
No, you're out of the game, like
so
musical chairs.
All right, I'm going to pour my shot glass.
There was...
Oh!
Instant
sucks.
Glug.
You couldn't even hear that.
You didn't hear it, did you?
You didn't hear it. There's no way.
No.
It doesn't work.
Try putting one mic on top, pointing down.
On top.
Maybe it'll pick up from the empty part of the jug.
Okay, let's try again. I'll go this time.
This looks good.
What do I do with my full?
Enjoy.
Guaranteed.
I know what you want to do. Don't do it.
All right, what do I do?
I just pour it out. There you go.
There we go.
Oh, that's going to make a clean spot.
All right. Static electricity is
okay. Now Rob's pouring his glass.
Very exciting.
I lost on the first pour. That sucks ass.
See, that's how you play.
Not
that's
a sound.
That's a clean pour.
Rob
clean
survives.
Pour. Here you go. To you, Mike.
All right. Thank
Return
you.
Again. Oh, he's actually going to drink his.
Do you know where that water's been?
Yes, in the water bottle.
No, that's toilet water. All right. This is my... I'm filling up my glass now. Please, silence, please.
Okay, please.
Okay.
You lose
so
again.
Every single shot glass that I pour, it makes the death sound.
Well, let's see if I get it this time. Maybe it's just every other.
Okay, let's see.
Oh, now you wrecked it.
Let's see if you get it
all
this
right.
time.
You see, it's all in the scale.
Quiet, please.
Everybody quiet. Not a sound. See, that's how you play.
Nothing.
You're an ass. He's doing this deliberately to make me lose.
Now fill your shot glass.
How you doing, Matt?
Hey, good to see you guys.
I hope you don't get the sound of death.
It's just because Matt Goldstein is coming here.
That's right.
He's taking, a full time employee
taking
now.
Taking pictures from MikeOMaraShow.com.
All right. You said there's technique here.
Tell him the rest.
See, it's getting exciting.
I'm pouring it very gently.
Yeah, I think that's the technique.
That's cheating.
No.
I am.
Oh!
Gotcha. I think we figured out how to mic it, too.
All right. Wait a minute. All right.
Am I the dodging? No.
I think the best part of this game is
throwing water on Matt. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, look, Joe's here.
All right, Joe's coming. Joe, would you like to try? Yes. Sounds like salmonella. Yes, it does. Joe, would you like to try it?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, I'll take on Joe.
Take a shot.
Right, Joe against Rob. You want to go first or second, Joe?
Go first.
Go first.
Damn it.
He's on the green.
Joe's doing the hot water.
Oh, that could be a skill, too. Mm-hmm. Okay, gentle, gentle.
And a full shot glass with no glug.
Okay.
Hey,
now,
hey, Rob.
Mike.
You were drinking out of this water. What's that that's floating in it?
That's love.
And you know what we mean.
It's love. Okay, here we go.
All right, try it again.
Damn it!
Boy, it's a great sound.
All right, I have to say one thing.
And you know what else? Maybe we
I
should
told you
we should mic
great.
The we should mic the water bottle and the spigot. So now
spigot.
Let's see what this sounds.
All right,
like.
Try it again.
Spigot with a G.
And now it's Joe's. Faith?
Okay, so one.
It's Joe's turn.
Damn it!
That works. That sounds awesome.
All right. 877-365-3636. I want to know if, oh my God, we got the first buzz. What
looks
am
like
I doing
my
here?
Beagle's
I want to know if you like this game or not. 877-365-3636. All right. We got to get right to our first buzz of the afternoon. Rob, I have to say, kind of contagious, kind of infectious.
Fun.
I kind of like it because we finally got it mic'd correctly.
I think with a bottle that's less full,
right?
You would get less blooping and then the suspense would continue.
Okay, cool. All right. We'll see what everybody thinks about it. You know, call us and let us know, you know, what do you think about the game? If you like it, we'll do it with the listeners. So that's how it works. Time for the first buzz of the afternoon. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, a man that always likes to hang out around the water cooler, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
With sex news, in short, about shorts.
Hey,
if you could buy underpants that would make your junk bigger, would you?
Yes.
Would you?
No, I wouldn't. I'd buy my same boxers that I get at Nordstrom.
These are not underpants that make you look bigger. These are underpants that actually encourage Mr. Happy to be all he can be. If you have $140 and not much else burning a hole in your pants, then consider the new German product designed to lift, separate, and stretch.
Good this morning, is... Meredith. This is fantastic.
He wears
beautiful.
Them.
Hey, it's Billy Bush. I got some beautiful underwear.
But, Billy, you don't need them, do you?
I don't need anything. No, I've got an incredible package anyway.
Who are you?
I'm Billy Bush, and life is beautiful with my big Billy Bush bulge.
Hi, Meredith.
A stretchy rubber tube wraps around your body to keep the tension gently tugging. Stretching is an age-old...
Wait, hold on a second.
Enlargement technique.
Describe this again. How does this work again?
Well, it's a complicated series of plastic or rubber tubes that wrap around your body that pull on your thing so that it gets stretched throughout the day.
Okay, I'm out.
Your active,
no,
working,
thank you. Not important
day.
Enough to me, really.
Now I'm more interested.
It's my personality that attracts the women.
The
like flies.
The tugging never stops.
Mm-hmm.
Think of another way to have a rubber undergarment, though.
Yeah, well, that's true. It would bring other things in. I would like to have my stomach pulled in and my junk pulled out.
Well, yeah, you need like a bodysuit.
You wrapped it properly.
Girdle.
Stretching is an age-old enlargement technique. The company is selling its underwear on eBay. Search for penis enlargement pants.
It's funny when you do a newscast and you sound like a pitchman.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, thank you very much.
I think that was a positive review.
Yes, very positive. Well, it's Manassas. What do you expect? Hey, Chris from Winchester, what do you think of the game?
He's boring.
Boring. Okay, very good. All right, that's good. Let's go to Josh in Rockville. Josh, what do you think of the game?
The game is awesome. The tension is sweet. And to improve that, I think you need to shake the water cooler after every time just to make it more random.
Okay, very good. Shaking the water cooler. Let's go to Ryan in Spokane. Ryan, what do you think?
Hey, I think the game is great, but when you guys mic the spigot, it makes me have to pee.
Good. That's better.
Okay, we've got sort of 50-50 right now. Let's go to Brandon, Sacramento. What do you think?
Hey, I like it. I would just have one revision.
Yeah.
Instead of you guys being it being like a competition between you and Rob.
Yeah.
What you do is you could have a caller call up.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that if you like the sound of it. We'll do that. Thank you, Brandon. We appreciate the call.
We'll pull it for you.
Sort of right now, kind of a close race. We'll see what happens.
See, ironically, that was a dry run.
I know. A dry run, get it?
Yeah.
Playboy. Playboy.com may have gone too far this time with the latest spread featuring the girls of Olive Garden. Is that a breadstick in your pocket?
Wow.
The restaurant says it did not cooperate with Playboy on the shoots, but it also says none of the women will be disciplined.
Olive Garden has hottie waitresses?
Apparently Playboy found some.
Well, that had to be a... I've never been... I haven't been to the Olive Garden in moons.
All the salad you can eat.
Yeah, delicious.
As appetizing as the Olive Garden ladies might be, it might be a little like lusting after your sister. After all, when you're there... Your family.
Family, baby!
Playboy's also featured the women of Walmart and the women of McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And a half dozen young women in Greece are facing prostitution charges after some amateurs got together on a beach and staged a sex competition involving that special favor.
Oh, wow.
Because it was
this
all...
This was in Greece?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because it was all recorded for the internet, the women were paid, and that's where the prostitution charges come into play.
Wow.
9 women and a dozen men were reportedly involved.
Why'd they have to do it in Greece when they could have just gotten KY?
Ah!
Things have apparently gotten pretty wild for mostly British young people vacationing at Lyganus Beach there in Greece.
Very good.
And there's another nude beach controversy today, but this time in a Muslim country. Westerners visiting the beaches of Dubai have been sunbathing nude or at least topless in increasing numbers.
Hello.
And over the weekend, 79 of them, again, mostly British, were arrested.
Boobies.
One couple for having sex on the beach.
Cool. Boobs. Awesome.
These stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Coming up in the Hollywood buzz, hey guys, Sarah Silverman's available. And in the final buzz, the whole reason people are stealing manhole covers. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. All right, we're going to take a break, come back with the game. You know how this one works. It's very easy, ladies and gentlemen. 30 seconds without saying we'll come up with the subjects. You come up with the sentences without saying we'll have Nationals tickets, also T-shirts, DVDs, all sorts of good prizes for this. 877-365-3636. If you think you can play us in the game, you'll be a big winner. Coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.